We've had a lot of weeping and gnashing of teeth in the past few weeks here. But Jesus is trying to give, remember, we always have to remember context. Jesus is there in the temple teaching the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and all those who have gathered about what the kingdom of heaven is about. And so some of this is a critique on what they are doing and what they aren't doing, and he's telling it in parables. So this morning's parable, we often have been interpreting the talents as people's talent, that maybe Patricia has a talent of music and Greg has talent of singing, and we have those, Sarah has a talent of making eggplant parmesan that I've been enjoying for the past week. We all have different talents. You know, we think about Donald Rose and the talents that she has, and Roxy's gardening talent, and Henry's building talents. You know, we could go on and on and on about what the talents are, but that's not what they are. The talents was a measure, was a financial measure. A talent was worth 20 years' wages. 20 years' wages. So the first servant got 100 years' wages. He got the lottery, didn't he? The second one got 40 years' worth of wages. And that one talent that we think, oh, that wasn't my, why did he only get one? 20 years' worth of wages he was given. So they each did something different, didn't they? Though the first two, it seems to do the same thing, because they kind of lumped those two together. They went and they risked that money. They risked it and they doubled. How long would it take to double 100 years' worth of wages? He doubled them while the master was away. And the other one doubled the 40. So that was a lot of risk. They had to take risks to get that kind of a return. But think about it. The master took a whole lot of risk by giving them all that money. He didn't tell them what to do with it. He gave it each according to their ability. But Jesus spends a lot more time with that last servant who took his 20 years of wages and thought about what his master was like and out of fear dug a hole and put the money in the ground. So what do you think Jesus was trying to share with those who were gathered there and what Matthew might have been trying to share with those who were hearing his gospel? What might the economic value be in heaven? Isn't it love and grace? Isn't it love and grace? Isn't that what God deals with? God doesn't give us financial wealth. God gives us mercy, grace, and love. So if the master is God and he pours his abundance of grace and love upon us, he asks us to take high risks, doesn't he? He asks us to be accountable for the grace and love and mercy that we are given so that we can take those risks and share it with the world. But if we get afraid, when it comes to our time to be accountable for what we did with this love and grace and mercy that we received, and we say, Lord, I was too scared. I couldn't love like that. I was afraid that I might get hurt. I was afraid what you might do if I lost it all. I was just afraid. God might say what the bridegroom said to the bridesmaids last week. I don't know you. I don't know you. And then we end up in that outer darkness with the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. So I want us to think about the world today. The world today needs God's grace, love, and mercy. It needs us to take high risks, to love who we think is unlovable, to love who may be standing on the other side of an issue than we are, to have mercy and grace on those who need God's mercy and grace, to share God's love with people we might find it a little bit scary to share God's love with. We might be a lot like that last servant, because how many of us have been hurt by love? When we have risked loving and gotten hurt, that it's hard to take that next step and love another. It's hard to take the risk to even love a stranger. Maybe loving a stranger might be better than loving someone who is not a stranger, but has hurt us again and again. How do we love as God has called us to love? How do we love people who stand on the opposite side of issues than we stand on? How do we continue to be God's instruments of love if we're afraid? But we're going to be accountable to that. We are. So I was thinking a little bit about what's an easy thing to talk about when it comes to love. And I thought about my four-legged friends. I don't know how many of you have had multiple four-legged friends. And when they come into our lives, we love them, don't we? And they love us so unconditionally, and they give us so much love that we can love them back and maybe even be softer to the world because of the love we have for that four-legged critter, unless it's, you know, making messes in the house and leaving its hair all over the place, all those things that kind of irritate us. But we still love them, and they still love us. But then they die, and it hurts. It hurts like crazy when they die. So do we make the choice not to love again, not to invite another four-legged critter into our home, whether it's one that purrs or one that barks? Or do we invite them in because love heals in so many ways? The world needs to be healed. And the only way it can be healed is through God's love that gets given through us. Remember the risk that Jesus took. He risked it all for the salvation of the world. He spoke about love for the salvation of the world. He included people into his circle that others wouldn't include. He didn't exclude unless someone wanted that exclusion. Unless someone said, "I don't want to hear this," they were excluded. But I don't even think they were completely excluded. But he risked it all and ended up on the cross. You could almost say we sacrificed him on the cross. So if he could risk that, if God could risk God's only son so that we would know what it means to love and love unconditionally for the transformation of the world, for the salvation of the world, then we need to take the risks. We don't need to bury the love that we're given. We need to share it. There are so many in this world right now that need to know God's love. We are more divided than we have ever been. And the only thing that unites is our ability to be vulnerable and love where we think it's a little bit risky to love, because we're going to be accountable to how we give and receive love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.